Maybe we can shift over a little bit towards rectal cancer. And I'm curious, are there any clinical research trials that you're involved with or efforts in rectal cancer that you're excited about?
Well, I think the rectal cancer area has some great clinical trials being done. It's actually got two large randomized trials that are important, the NSABP trial, which looks at capecitabine versus 5-FU. It would be nice to know that capecitabine is equivalent to infusional 5-FU, although many people have taken that leap of faith. And the second randomization is to oxaliplatin or no oxaliplatin in combination with the radiation, which may increase the pathologic complete response rate, and our data suggests a pathologic complete response rate in neoadjuvant therapy of rectal cancer actually predicts long-term survival. Then the second trial, actually, if you've enrolled on the first trial, you can enroll on the second trial as well. And the second trial is a postoperative question of simply FOLFOX versus FOLFOX plus bevacizumab. The reason I like this trial better than any of the others is because this one actually just gives the bevacizumab during the chemotherapy. And it's the only one. The other two trials, the ones in colon cancer, look at bevacizumab for up to 12 months. Now, that may be important to continue it that long, but I like the shorter duration.
Any other trials that you're involved with at Vanderbilt that you might want to talk about?
We actually have a very broad phase one program. We're looking at a very important question in the EGFR targeting area, and that's the vertical targeting. Dr. Baselga's group and our group have both had data that have suggested that if you combine a TKI with an antibody in the laboratory, you get much better effect than if you give an EGFR antibody alone. And Dr. Baselga reported data this year that in humans, that actually does seem to correlate, but it was a small number of patients, but the response rate was about two or three times what we normally see for cetuximab alone when he added gefitinib, which was completely inactive. We did the randomized trial in ECOG where we looked at it, gefitinib, and we had, I think, one partial response in over 100 patients. And yet, the cetuximab plus gefitinib looked very promising.